This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Some good housing news today. Housing prices are up across the country. Permits to build new homes also up. All part of this next story about a love affair, a really long-term one, remarkably stable, between America and a loan. Yesterday, we told you about the history of the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Today, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports on our attachment to it and whether it still makes sense.
We live in a fast world where jobs are temporary, companies fetishize short-term profits. Every moment we're supposed to be optimize.
So in some ways, the 30-year mortgage is an anachronism for the go-go capitalism that we live under today.
Lewis Hyman is a history professor at the ILR School at Cornell University. Most of our financial lives are in flux, demanding constant attention, except our mortgages. Nearly 90% of the home loans issued during the first half of this year were 30-year fixed-rate loans, where you pay the same amount every single month.
It also speaks to the way in which most Americans still want to have stability in their lives. So there's this real disconnect between the sort of larger movements of capitalism and how we actually would prefer to live our lives.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is remarkably pro-you and anti-go-go capitalism. It stretches the payment out over a long period of time, protects you if interest rates go up, lets you refinance if interest rates go down. It can be a little hard to understand why, when so many other facets of our lives have been turned over to the market, we have government policy that favors, that actually creates this dependence on the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Here's President Obama in August.
We should preserve access to safe and simple mortgage products like the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. That's something families should be able to rely on when they're making the most important purchase of their lives.
Everybody claps. But is this love a love for calm, for predictability in our otherwise unpredictable lives, or something more? The answer is yep, both.
The stability and the ability to build up savings without really thinking about it, which is very important, are the two biggest benefits to the individual.
Ellen Seidman is a fellow at the Urban Institute. She says there are also social benefits. There's evidence that
homeownership generates a greater interest in maintenance of the home, in stability, and greater civic interest in the community.
So the cheap 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has a lot of feel-good going for it. It can do good things for people, for neighborhoods. But also, the economy is counting on it. Long-term, low-cost mortgages and other government-sponsored affordable housing programs help more people buy more homes, which means more people remodeling, refurnishing, keeping our consumer economy going strong. No surprise, then, that businesses like home builders, realtors, mortgage lenders find themselves lining up with housing advocates in favor of keeping the 30-year home loan.
They're a very powerful lobbying force, and they'll want more housing. I just want to keep this game perpetuated.
Anthony Sanders is a finance professor at George Mason University.
If I want to get booed ceremoniously, I should show up at a National Association of Realtors meeting and tell them we're going to get rid of affordable housing policy.
There are costs to keeping things going the way they are. Sanders says homeowners pay more for fixed-rate mortgages than adjustable-rate mortgages.
Even when it saves them enormous amounts of money.
There are costs to the government from housing-friendly tax policies, costs as the Fed borrows money to keep interest rates low, and costs to us taxpayers when government-backed mortgages go bad.
So we're sort of used to very, very high levels of government subsidization of the housing market. We subsidized to the point that it blew up, but we'll continue doing it because that's what everyone knows right now.
Freddie and Fannie currently guarantee trillions of dollars worth of mortgage-backed securities. Whether it's familiarity or risk aversion or the fear of another drop in the housing market, the lure of stability for me and you and our communities and our economy could be enough to keep the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage going well into the future. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.